Today's date is October 24th, 2023, and I have on the line Nikki Burdett. Good afternoon, Nikki.
Good afternoon.
Where do you live? What town?
I live in Oklahoma City.
So you were an extra in this great film, Killers of the Flower Moon. What motivated you to give this a try?
I just wanted to act, but I was really, really, I really wanted to be on this movie because I felt like it was a story that really needed to be told.
Yeah. Had you ever had any experience on stage or acting in any sort?
I've been in a couple other movies before this one, and just doing background work. This was definitely the biggest movie, though, for sure.
Oh, movies here in Oklahoma you were in?
Yes.
Okay, so you kind of knew the drill.
A little bit, but definitely not at all.
To this extent, right?
Yes, but I had actually been on my first movie I'd been on, Pat Healy was in it. So, and he's in this movie too.
So as we go along here, let's talk about your role. Tell us about your role in the film.
I was a middle class, just regular Caucasian citizen in this movie. And I was in a couple different scenes. So I didn't have any speaking roles, just background. It was really fun. I got to wear amazing costumes. In fact, my tan jacket that I wore, it was actually in the movie Titanic.
So these scenes you were in, how many different scenes you think you were in?
Well, I actually didn't make it on the actual film, but I was on the train platform scene. I was in the barbershop. And I was on the race scene, but I don't think I made it into the actual film. I had a friend say that they thought they spotted me, but they're not sure.
Right. I guess you're going to have to see the film several times to see if you're there.
Oh, yeah. And there's just so many extras on set that it was just amazing. I mean, hundreds of people at one time in every scene, it seems like.
How do they do this when they're going to get ready to shoot a scene? Everyone's in place, and then is there a command where all of a sudden there's no motion, and then bingo, everybody moves?
Masks off, action, rolling. So pretty much, yeah, it was everybody knew where they were supposed to be whenever the director said action, and then you moved, and you knew where your mark was, and that was how it was.
And you just, everybody made it seem so natural. I would imagine they would have many takes of one scene.
Oh, yes. Yes. It was probably, we were lucky if we got two scenes in in one day. And it was at least 12-hour days.
It was very hot, too, because you were in the middle of summer.
Yes. I started filming, I filmed the last week of May.
And then the outfits you wore were heavy, and that led to an uncomfortable situation.
Oh, yes. Of course, I had my, turn-of-the-century boots, and then I have very narrow feet. So I wore two pairs of socks with our lovely, very, very thick control hose. And then bloomers, and then our slips, and then our dresses, and then the coat, and then the hat, and then the hair with a ton of hairspray. And yeah, so we had it a little bit better than the men, depending on, what type of outfit we wore. And so, yeah, I felt really bad for those guys, and especially, the natives wearing their blankets in the middle of summer. I don't know how more people didn't pass out. And the mud.
Why mud? Had it been raining, or did they want it to be mud, or what was that about?
Well, they covered all the streets in Pawhuska where we were filming, like up and down Kahika Avenue and over by the train platform with dirt because, back then they didn't have concrete streets.
Right.
So they had to fill everything in the dirt. Well, then it started raining. And it rained and rained and rained. So everything just turned to a soupy mess of mud.
The rain kept you from filming several days in.
Not when I was there. We went ahead and we filmed in the rain. You know, the show must go on. I don't know how they made it look like it wasn't rainy.
You were around some of the stars, Leonardo DiCaprio, De Niro, Lily Gladstone. Did you see them? Were you around them in any scenes?
I was there whenever Lily and Leo were there. There was one point where we were supposed to, and it's in the trailer. You can see it in the trailer where everybody is glaring at Lily's character, Molly. And I was right there by them both. They told all of us extras to go ahead and stare at Molly and just glare at her. And I couldn't do it. It was so much easier for me to just glare at Leo. And I know he probably thought, well, this girl can't take direction for nothing. But I couldn't, you know. It's like that those people have taken so much pain, you know, and it was a very emotional week for me as well. My grandfather was Native, and he grew up in Ohio, like right after he got married to my granny, because she's from there. All of my granny's family called him half-breed. So, you know, I've heard stories about, you know, how bad that hurt him. And then talking with all the elders there, you know, in between scenes and just listening to their actual life. You know, this isn't just a movie. These people lived this.
Yep.
And it's very emotional and it's very heartbreaking. It wasn't just a movie, you know, and I think a lot of people are realizing that. So it's like, I could not glare at her in her eyes. It was easier to glare at Leo. So.
Well, those eyes of Lily Gladstone are certainly amazing. That's for sure. I speak because I have seen the movie, and was it because of her look? And she's Native American. So was it because of, and you felt the emotion of the story while you were acting, apparently, right?
Yes, you know, and being there, it wasn't like it was a set. Whenever you're surrounded by everybody dressed in costume and you're living that for a whole week and you're away from home, you can definitely understand how actors go into method acting and they don't come out until the movie's over. Like, I get it. It's not far-fetched.
But about Leonardo DiCaprio, you going to take his picture or not?
Oh, no. That's so funny. That's actually hilarious. It was before we actually started filming. We were there to practice so that we could kind of, you know, the extras could get their bearings on the train platform and know what we were actually going to do before we started filming. So we were all in our street clothes. I had walked to one of the fancy porta potties in a field with another background actor. And we were coming out of the porta potty, and I had been in the porta potty, and I could have washed my face. I had spit all over my face from the train, and I was kind of in the bathroom just laughing, and I didn't wash it because I knew I was just going to get more spit on my face. And who cares anyways? We're wearing masks. Who's going to see me? Everybody else got spit on their face. So I come out of the porta potty, and she comes out of the door right next to me, and we're walking. Have my camera up to take a selfie of, you know, my soot and how silly I look. And she elbows me and she goes, "That's Mr. DiCaprio right behind us," as I'm about to take a selfie. And it's like, I was like, oh God, I do not want him to think that I'm trying to, you know, get him in the background of my selfie. So I just very eloquently put my phone down and I'm like, oh, for one, I don't want him thinking I'm trying to take a selfie. And for two, I look like an idiot. You know, I look like a kid that's just been caught in a candy jar. Mm. And I'm taking a selfie. I'm a grown woman taking a selfie of my dirty face.
Yeah.
So that was pretty funny. And I just kind of like looked over at him and nod and tried to pick up the pace a little bit. Nobody wants their picture taken coming out of the bathroom. Especially him.
It sounds like he was so accommodating to everybody around that maybe he wouldn't even mind it. I don't know.
You know, he probably wouldn't have, but bless his heart.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even bother him, you know. I wasn't even going to bother him. So,
right.
Just let him go on his way.
Well, his performance in that film is so outstanding. It's got to be one of his best. And make you feel good that they're talking Oscar nominations already?
Oh, I know. I'm so proud to be a part of it. I mean, I would have been proud to be a part of it if I was serving food, you know? It's just, it really is a story that needed to be told. And I'm so happy that Marty took on this huge taking and just everybody involved. And, you know, I got to speak with, like, the cinematographers and ask them questions, and everybody was extremely nice. You know, there was, from people serving food to the cinematographers, everybody was genuinely nice, you know. Nobody acted like they didn't have time for you. And that was, like, a shock to me for it being such a big production and everybody being, like, such big name people.
Yeah. Did you actually see Martin Scorsese directing or working on set?
Oh, yeah. He was there every day. He was there every day, and he's so cute. I mean, just cute as a... And he's got the most wonderful laugh. So he is definitely a true gem. He really is.
I'm sure he was, you know, he was under a lot of stress to make this right, but seemed to remain positive and a smile and
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, you could see whenever things weren't going his way, the smile would fall. But, you know, whenever I seen him, he was smiling. And my last day of filming, which was on a Friday, and we wrapped, he took the time to tell us background actors, thank you. You did an amazing job. And he stood there and he shook our hands. And that meant a lot.
Yeah.
That really did.
Tell me maybe how long, days, months, weeks, how much time did you put into this?
I was there for a week because I do have a regular 40-hour week job. At the time, whenever I was filming, I worked for the University of Oklahoma. So I took my vacation time and I used up all my vacation days and I went and filmed on vacation. That's what I did with my vacation.
Well, it's one of the best vacations you've taken, right?
Oh, yes. It was the best week of my life. I mean, it really was. I got up at, 3:30, 4 a.m. in the morning and went to work on vacation. But it was great because I stayed at...
And drove from Oklahoma City.
Oh, no. I found the cutest little motel to stay at while I was there, and it was close enough that I could walk the set. So I drove in on a Sunday morning, and I stayed there, and I drove home Friday night.
Well, Nikki, I really appreciate you sharing these thoughts, and then, of course, giving up your time and taking a vacation, but it's something that will be with you the rest of your life, and...
Yeah,
I don't know if you have children, but great-great-grandchildren can point to that and say, my great-great-grandmother was in that.
Yes. I'm so excited to be a part of it. Like, I really don't know if I made the actual screen, but I do know that there's pictures of me in the newspaper where you can see me on set. So that's pretty cool.
Yes.
You know,
Well, you had the experience of contributing to a major, major film that I see over this past weekend. The box office numbers are great, including other countries. And I hadn't even thought about that France and Italy and Germany and all this, they're focusing on a story here in Oklahoma. Nikki, thank you. Enjoyed visiting with you, and I appreciate what you did and what you did for this story.
Yes. Well, thank you. I've enjoyed speaking with you as well.
All right.